Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a regular dialogue. It's a regular dialogue, sure. You might call? Yeah. We're right across the hall from each other, so it's pretty regular. Multiple times a day.
So that was John Harbaugh leading up to the trade deadline, asking about if he was curious what was going on. He said he talked to Eric all the time. Well, the Ravens made two final trades since the last time we heard from John on that. They did trade Jaire Alexander over the weekend and a 7 for a 6, and then traded a 5, which can become a 4, as you heard in the update. If Draymond Jones gets 2 sacks and the Ravens make the playoffs, probably be about a difference of a dozen picks, because it's the Jets 5th or the Ravens 4th if they were to make the playoffs. So Draymond Jones in the fold. That's all they do. Now we'll find out, is it enough?
Yeah. I think it was probably a little underwhelming for a lot of people. And even if you weren't expecting blue chip quality, and I don't know that any of us realistically were, you might have thought a little more quantity in terms of an interior lineman of some, at least, caliber, a potential nice depth piece, if not someone to push your starters, because you've got some starters on the offensive and defensive line who have plenty of warts these days. I think it was indicative of where they are as a franchise right now, which is kind of mid-tier. Like, they're a good team. They're not a great team. They're probably going to have difficulty beating great teams, but there's no great teams in their division. And I think it just kind of played out in that sort of respect and in that way. I mean, it's kind of, the trade deadline was kind of like their season to this point, right? Like, underwhelming, not really up there with the big boys. But obviously still time to salvage whatever this is going to be.
It was sort of what I expected. Did I think that they would make one more move outside of Jones, the pass rusher? Yes. Like you said, Jason, I thought they'd make a play at guard. It's worth noting that there was only one offensive line traded, and that was Trevor Penning to the Chargers. But even still, what's interesting following the trade deadline at this point is we talk a lot about cash over cap, but the Ravens always spend pretty much up until the cap. And right now, they have nearly $14 million in cap space, and that's 15th most in the NFL, which is kind of unusual for this Ravens team. And for any Ravens fan that was expecting some blockbuster like a Max Crosby, They've never operated in that way. Eric DaCosta took a swing for Roquan Smith giving up a second-round pick. They traded up a second-round pick to the Eagles in order to draft Lamar in the 2018 draft. They've only given away one first-round pick, one future first-round pick in franchise history. And that was when they traded up to get Kyle Bowler, and that blew up in their face. So it was kind of what they've always been, just kind of these moves on the margin.
But the climate did change here, and there were ones flying around.
Yeah.
And
there were threes flying around,
and there were people doing that.
No, I'm with you.
And we're not surprised that these guys weren't. But
they don't swim in those waters.
But it's not as if that's just for the NHL deadline or just for the MLB deadline or just for the NBA deadline. There were teams attempting power moves.
But my point, Jason, is even in the offseason, much less the trade deadline, they still don't swim in those waters. They don't give away premium picks for the most part.
I almost want to say, well, what if they would have been 5-3 instead of 3-5? But in my heart of hearts, I know it wouldn't have changed much at all.
That's not
who they are. They value the cost control of their draft picks. I give the Colts credit. We'll see if it works out, but they said we're a Super Bowl contender this year, so we're going to trade 2 ones and go for it for Sauce Gardner. I don't know what the hell the Cowboys are, and we'll see. But I don't think if they were 5-3, if they were 7-1, I don't think that changes the way they go about their business one iota.
It would have been interesting for me, though, in this ulterior universe where Snoop doesn't play well and they lose to the Bears, given the way picks were being thrown around. Like, what could they have got for Marlon Humphrey? What could they got for Mark Andrews? What could they have got for Tyler Linderbaum? You know what I mean? Like, if things were going a little bit more the other way with all the long-term needs we already know they have, and with, let's be real, the lack of development from some key young players that they've been counting on, and I'm not talking about this year's draft picks as much as I'm talking about the rebuild of the offensive line that's supposed to have already taken place. And I just wonder what they might have been able to get for some of these guys, because whenever their season does end, whenever they are eliminated, I don't think you're going to hear anybody opining about how this offseason is not going to be daunting. Oh, it's going to be daunting.
It will be pivotal, and Lamar Jackson's contract is going to be at the top of the list in order to free up cap space to augment your roster and bring some guys back and bring some guys in from the outside. He's got a $74.5 million cap hit. That's going to be priority one this offseason.
By the way, welcome back, Lamar Jackson. He's back for one game. He's the AFC Offensive Player of the Week.
How about that? And he was clearly not at 100% and was limited. And the first half was very much just getting his body used to being out there and getting his timing back and rhythm. And I don't think even by the end of the game he was 100%. Yeah. And for him to be able to do that on the road, pretty special.
Raven,
remember, they weren't running the ball until Lamar started going off.
No, they were not. By the way, for what it's worth, they're back on the practice field today. Perfect attendance for everybody that is not on the IR is out there on the practice field, including the newest Raven, Draymond Jones, out there. We'll hear from Harbaugh and others coming up in a little bit.
Yeah, this is probably the healthiest they're going to be. Maybe.
Yeah, because
again this year.
Yeah, because you get now.
Everybody's back who you were waiting to come, who had a chance to come back. Like, obviously, Darius Washington isn't coming
back. They'll get Tavius Robinson back at some point, maybe. But somebody else might get hurt at that point. It's like an 8-week injury, it's 6 to 8 weeks. And they'll get, big return of Adisa Isaac is coming at some point this season. So he'll return as well. And Emory Jones.
Again, that's another one where that's a developmental player. Like,
it's more next year.
Yeah. So
he gonna play in December.
He'll play, but I think expectations need to be tempered.
And I think he'll be on a pitch count rotating with somebody until or unless he proves, that he's up for more than that. But that's a lot of ifs involved in that. I mean, look, this is a big game. Again, obviously, it's an all hands on deck game, and the Minnesota Vikings at home with this new quarterback giving them life are not going to be pushovers.
We have a massive, very busy Wednesday show. Obviously, you heard him. Bone is back. TMI is going to be much TMI. Listened to radio coming up 2:45. But guest-wise on the program...
Might need a surgical mask for TMI.
Yes. Orioles manager Craig Albernaz introduced to the media earlier this week. John Mioli was there, covers the O's for the Banner. We'll get his thoughts on that and what the offseason is going to look like and what the coaching staff could look like because it's going to be completely new. John joins at 2:30. We'll get our best bets from the world of college football. Tim Murray from VSiN at 3:30. We'll start looking at the Vikings with Kevin Seifert, who's covered the Vikings for ESPN for a long time. Former Oriole beat guy with the Washington Times joins us at 4. And BBT's own Ryan Ripken joins us. We'll talk O's with him at 4:30.
Yeah, big show. A lot to get to. We heard a little bit from the Orioles press conference yesterday. We'll hear a little bit more today and continue to sort of dissect what we think some of that means. We'll look a little bit around the league at the deadline and you know, who maybe stepped up in weight class and who didn't. We'll hear from Kevin O'Connell, who I think is probably looking pretty smart right now, given McCarthy as much time as he did. So, yeah, a lot to get to. And players will be talking out at the at the castle today. So
I assume we'll hear from Lamar.
One would think.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday, and we know he's playing. So, yeah, I expect to hear from Lamar Jackson later this afternoon.
And I know it's not today, but we were deprived of monkey business last week. We'll get that tomorrow.
Yeah, short week. We didn't get any monk.
Tomorrow. Oh, man.
Double shot of monk.
That was a colossal disappointment, no monkey business last week, because we sort of count these down. Coming up next, though, what does this look like the rest of the season? We're going to look at the schedule, and you know you get into trouble doing that. But we're going to do it anyway. How does this schedule set up for the Baltimore Ravens moving forward now that we're past the bye and Lamar's back, at least for now? Hopefully, knock on wood, doesn't get hurt. But what's it look like? We'll tell you next year on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ravens back on the practice field, getting ready for the Vikings. Perfect attendance, including the newest Raven, Draymond Jones, out there. So everybody that's not hurt is practicing. It's the IR guys, obviously, not on the field. But let's take a look. And now, obviously, we always get ourselves in trouble when we do this exercise, but guess what? It's fun. So we're going to do it anyway. They start this Sunday at the Vikings. They are, last I checked, it might have moved a little, but they were a 4.5-point favorite in this game Sunday at Minnesota, which I thought was interesting. Mm-hmm. Assuming it goes the way the bettors do, they're likely going to be a favorite at Cleveland and a favorite home against the Jets and a favorite home against the Bengals. Now, granted, this means nothing. They still got to win the game.
Sure.
But they're probably, assuming Lamar Jackson stays healthy, they're probably a favorite all the way into December.
Yeah, like, I don't know that they're going to be a big favorite against Pittsburgh at home, and at Pittsburgh, that might be kind of a pick 'em. Yeah, the spread has not gone as high as I think some would have expected. But then again, people weren't expecting Minnesota to do what they did to Detroit. But I think if you look at the road ahead, because everyone out there, there's just this, it's almost become like gospel that the Ravens have one of the easiest schedules in the NFL. But it's like, okay, Minnesota's got plenty to play for. Minnesota's very much in the thick of a playoff fight. Minnesota's in the thick of a division fight. Lions are 5-3. Packers just lost to Carolina and got a janky tie against the Cowboys. So, like, I don't know. And it's a tough place to play under ordinary circumstances. It's loud. It's a real home field advantage. Cleveland, yes. I mean, that has to be Cleveland and the Jets.
But that hasn't been easy.
At Cleveland's easy? Never easy for these guys.
No.
So whether it's a layup or not,
they should win, but
you've got to win those games. But, like, are you going to win two shootouts in 3 weeks with Cincinnati? Like, a lot of teams are doing it. It's in vogue. But, like, Lamar throws a pick, you might lose 38-37. Like, somebody screws up on special teams, muffs a punt. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say they absolutely are going to run the table on a Bengals team that's just going to be out to play spoiler. That's going to be playing fearless football. They're going to be padding their stats, and they're going to face a defense that they've gotten guys fired from before. And then you got the Pittsburgh game in between there. Like, look, Joe Flacco is performing like an above-average NFL quarterback. Aaron Rodgers has limitations, but he's been an above-average NFL. He's throwing a lot of touchdown passes. This team has trouble defending the ball in flight. Like, Drake May, I would say right now, is on the periphery of MVP conversation. Jordan Love has MVP talent. They haven't put it together. That offense has been helter-skelter, but I don't think they're winning at Lambeau. And then you could be at Pittsburgh with the division on the line. So for everyone who's just talking like, oh, they're going to run the table, I don't think they're running the table. I see two losses here.
7-9 gets them to 10, though. 10 wins might win the division.
They're not going to run the table. But I will say this. If you're just focusing on point spread, there's a shot. Not saying it's super likely, but there's a shot they could be favored in all of these games.
Certainly.
I think the one that maybe they wouldn't, one or two would be at Green Bay, at Pittsburgh. But every other game, I'm fairly certain they're going to be favored in. So whether they win all of them, I don't know. But you can go back to the beginning of the season when you look at the point spread. Remember, they were a bigger favorite at Arrowhead than the Eagles were when they played a couple weeks prior at Arrowhead. Of course, they were favored against the Lions. They were favored against the Bills. So each game that Lamar started.
Vegas loves them.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, Vegas really moved their numbers even when they look like when Lamar's hurt and we're not sure when he's coming back.
Yep.
Vegas still had them prohibitive or fairly prohibitive favorites to win the division. Mm-hmm. But I'm just talking real world.
Yeah, real
like,
world.
Like, got to go out there and win all these games. With this offensive line and this defensive line. Because that's it. The cavalry's here.
I think we'll learn a lot Sunday. If they can go to Minnesota and beat the Vikings, obviously Cleveland for numerous reasons because the divisional game is tough, but you got Cleveland, the Jets, Cincinnati. Like, those are all
Do you think they're winning those three games?
I think they're going to lose one.
I don't think they're running that Cleveland-Cincinnati portion unscathed.
The only layup I see left on the schedule is the Jets. And of course,
they
had a fire sale at the deadline. They weren't that good of a football team even prior to shipping out those guys. That's really the only layup I see remaining. But Cleveland's always tough. They haven't swept them since 2020. We know you can pencil. Oh, the Steelers really had their number, but last year they were able to break that, beating them twice. But it's probably maybe a split. It wouldn't shock me, like you're saying, Jason, if they split with Cincinnati. Like,
three of the last four are on the road. Like, yeah. For everybody out there who's acting like this is literally the men against the boys. Like, the final three games, New England could win their division, Green Bay could win their division, Pittsburgh could win their division, and two of those three are on the road.
Yep.
And that New England game, there's a shot that might get flexed to Sunday night if the Ravens keep trending upwards.
Yeah. So I don't think it's particularly easy, and I think they've dug themselves a legitimate hole. And they can't afford... We keep looking at the total number of wins and all that. I guess they could lose one in the division. They can't lose two.
No.
I don't think they're going to have the tiebreaker.
I think they have to, if they're, you're going to get two losses, one of them has to be Green Bay, because you can't lose two in the division.
And, or even two in the conference could be tricky when you start getting the crazy tiebreakers.
Well, Pittsburgh's already got the one division loss because Joe beat them in the Bengals. Yes. So if they were able to draft, and I know they play Cincinnati coming off a bye, since he's on a bye this week. But yeah, if you're Pittsburgh, you can't be dropping any more either, really.
Pittsburgh heads to the Chargers this Sunday. What's that Sunday Night Football?
I'll tell you what. I think nine wins wins this division.
I think it's
the right nine wins.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me.
Nine and eight?
But these guys, you know, and Lamar's record against the NFC and all that stuff's cool. But these AFC games are massive.
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's no doubt. Again, it's easy to say, I think coming off a mini bye on the road, we're going to learn a lot about this team Sunday. Because everything we talk about, look at the schedule and who's favored, whatnot, they go out to Minnesota and lose Sunday. None of what we just said matters.
Yeah, if they beat Minnesota, then you have a win streak going.
See, I don't even know about that because...
Well, the margin
Pittsburgh
for error...
could lose.
Yeah, but the margin for error gets much thinner, too, because that's now one loss. And you, like, even if 9-8, now you can only lose two more times.
Here's what it comes down to me. And to this point... Yes, this game is indicative of it. Can they beat good football teams? Really is what it's
yes.
Like, really, right? That's what it's like. You look at the schedule, and would you look at there and say they're at least a good football team? And then can they beat those teams? Because correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, if you want to say, look, Chicago with Snoop, I'll give them that. I think Chicago's a decent football team.
Yeah.
But like... Miami, right before the trade deadline in a short week, with guys waving the white flag. No, I don't know anybody who's going to say Miami's a good football team.
They're not.
I don't
playing.
Know anybody who's going to tell you the Cleveland Browns are a good football team.
They're not playing. You could make the argument they're not playing a good football team until they play the Patriots on December
21st. They're playing a good football team this weekend.
I mean, after this, that the rest of the thing.
I think Pittsburgh's a good football team,
but they might be the 9-win team that wins this division.
But I'm still like. I think Pittsburgh's a good football team. They got a Hall of Fame coach who's never had a losing season. And all you might need is a winning season to win a division.
Yeah.
So they count as a good football team for me. Cincinnati, it's a very good offense.
Yeah.
So like they've got a superpower. They can hang 40 on pretty much anybody. So like even that, you run the table on them. I'm not going to sit here and talk about aesthetics, but I got to see them beat good football teams.
Coming up next, we'll get back to the Ravens in a little bit, but we get to the Orioles, and they have a new manager. His name's Craig Albernaz. John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. He was there yesterday. What's he think of the new skipper? We'll ask him next here on the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it.
No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fan. Orioles have a new manager. His name's Craig Albernaz. He was introduced to the media earlier this week. And let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. John Mioli was there at the presser. He covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner, and he joins us now. And John, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So we haven't spoken to you since this has all gone down. Not the presser, but the announcement. What do you think of the hire, and what was your first impression of Craig Albernaz?
Seems like, you know, I was glad that we got the Craig Albernaz we had read about and told about, you know, as somebody who, judging by his outfit, his coordination with his family on their outfits, you know, detail oriented to say the least, incredibly engaging, disarming, dare I say charming as a person. It was not everyone shines in that kind of environment. I don't think you'd want a baseball manager whose prime characteristics are shining in a press right. conference, sitting on an elevated table with, you know, in an empty sports bar in the warehouse. You know, that's not what you're judging them for. But this job is about just as much getting the Orioles players who are underperforming and haven't been their best for 18 months now back to themselves. And this is somebody who they're going to feel like they can be themselves with. And he's, you know, got a good baseball mind too. I think the hire, based on what the Orioles were looking for, is probably as good as they could have done in this circumstance.
John, how much jam do you think Craig Albernaz has as the new skipper of the Orioles? Because he did turn down some jobs last year. It seems like he views this as a good spot for him. But how much jam and power do you think he has, despite being a rookie manager?
I think a decent amount. You know, the Orioles, you know, David Rubenstein said a couple times that they didn't think they would be able to get him. Craig Albernaz kind of alluded to not stringing the Orioles along, but drawing out the process to make sure this was the right fit. I don't think he would have taken this job if he didn't know he was going to be a partner in this and not a subject. Now, is he going to be able to tell whoever delivers him the daily stat pack about what the front office thinks the best matchups are and what, you know, is he going to be able to tell that person to get out of his office he doesn't want it today? No. Is anyone going to who is employed as the manager of the Baltimore Orioles under this front office? Can anyone do that? No. But I think he's going to have a say in this, and I think that's important to, you know, him and the Orioles. It's important to the Orioles because they have a lot riding on this going well too. His job isn't to sign free agents. It's not to, you know, spend money and do all the things that fans want to have happen. His job is to make this team good again, and a lot of that's going to come down to making the players that this front office has bet a ton on that they drafted and developed and formed the core of this roster and organization. His job is to make them better and back to what they were, and that will make the front office look good too. So they don't really have a ton of incentive to disenfranchise Craig Albernaz, and I don't think they would.
What did you make of the owner's answer about the way the Elias promotion was handled? Was that an attempt to be sort of flippant or cavalier or tongue-in-cheek? Just wondering how you took it.
I thought it was a question that needed to be asked. I don't know that the answer was fantastic. It was just, I think it was true. I think this is kind of what, you know, he couldn't just say this is what you do after a certain amount of time when someone's your vice president of baseball operations and general manager for X amount of years. At some point, you become the president of baseball operations. I think that they did themselves no favors by the timing of whenever the promotion happened and it coming out happened, because it seems like he was promoted, you know, after or in the midst of a terrible season, when in reality they were promoting him before a season in which there was high hopes. It wasn't, I don't think anybody would have sat here in February and said, what a great offseason, this is exactly what you want your GM to do here, have a promotion. But I think in the course of the timing and the run of play that it happened, they were pretty, you know, it made sense. It felt like to me his answer was almost saying it was beside the point, which I don't think it is, like, to be asked about that right at that point. But I don't think it is at all. But it seemed like it was not he was not interested in answering it then. This wasn't, you know, how could dare you ask this on Martin Luther King Day.
But it was, that was a good one.
It seemed like he was just trying to answer it just to get it over with.
Obviously, the other thing that he was presented with was the sort of questions about the payroll and the ability to spend. And that almost feels like he's defaulted now. Like, he's kind of got a talking point on that, and that's all we're going to get out of him, right? And we'll find out how real or not real this, you know, untethered, Mike can do whatever he wants stuff. Like, I guess what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter what he's saying at this point, because it seems like he's parroting his own talking point that he's been basically saying for over a year on the rare occasions he still speaks.
Yes. And I think, you know, he's finding different ways to talk about how much money this ownership group has, and he's not wrong. And I don't know that there's, you know, I don't know that there are, you know, workmanlike or like normal answers to say, like, we aren't worried about how much money we have to spend, because I think that's true. I think it all comes down to, you know, Mike Elias identifying and executing the opportunities to spend it. They spent a lot of money cumulatively in free agency last year on a lot of players. If they had spent that amount of money on two really good players, the conversation would feel different, and it might not have had a material impact on how the season went. Because if one of those players was Corbin Burns and he blows out in May, the pitching staff is still the pitching staff. But it's more about, you know, I think I would take that as almost like putting that on Mike, because it is on Mike. That is Mike Elias' job to spend that money. I don't think they're going to turn down the opportunity for Mike Elias to spend money because it's going to cost too much. I think that is what David Rubenstein is saying. And, you know, by putting that on Mike Elias, kind of saying, like, you present us the opportunity to spend $200 million on a player, and we will do that.
We're talking with John Mioli. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. John, so it looks like the whole coaching staff is going to be different, which that's a good thing, but any idea what that could look like? And also, something that came up in the presser, because these guys, you know, they wouldn't even announce a promotion for months. They didn't let anybody know who got interviewed for this job, but they came out and said they interviewed a number of people for this job. So that I found that interesting Monday.
Yes, and we got some bits and pieces through reporting about who interviewed, but as far as the staff, it seems like the pitching operation is going to mostly remain intact, but the hitting side is going to be fascinating, because, you know, we just recorded our Banner Baseball Show podcast, and I made the point that the hitting department, to the extent there have been high expectations and promise in this organization, it's because of what a lot of these people have done with the prospects that this organization brought in through the draft. So the idea that just because it didn't work for, you know, I guess you could say 18 months with the injuries and underperformance means everybody has to go and they have to start from scratch, it's a big change. I'm not sure that that's the right thing. I'm not saying it's the wrong thing or didn't need to happen based on how things have gone, but it's a big change that they're making, and I'm interested to see what that looks like, because this is a material overhaul, it seems like, and this is not an organization that does that.
John Mioli covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. John, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. This is going to be a very interesting offseason, and we look forward to talking to you about it as always.
I'm sure there will be plenty to talk about. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up next, speaking of plenty to talk about, Bone wasn't here yesterday.
Nope.
And it's
he had an excused absence.
Yeah, T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. Let the people know what we're going
to
be talking about.
Yeah, it's about to get very TMI. I brought this up, I guess, a couple months ago when I had this surgery scheduled, but it was a surgery involving my butt. I will explain next on The Fan.
Nice. Before we get to Bone, 410-583-1057, Baltimore Game Day on Central Pre. I'm going to be at the Barrel House Live this Sunday. Win a $50 gift card to Barrel House Live. 410-583-1057. Win $50 at Barrel House Live. You can come out and see us on Sunday, and you get to talk to Beltway Ben, but it's T-Bone time, and the floor is yours.
Yeah, this is very TMI today. Well, a couple months ago, well, I guess it was probably right when I got back from Greece, so beginning of September, I have, and I know I butchered the pronunciation, a pollinodial cyst, which in a nutshell is basically a
it's more
cyst.
Like a butt shell.
Yeah, I think it's more
it's
a butt
like
shell. Yeah,
kind of right where the crack begins, a little on the cheek, and kind of a little into the, like, so okay. I've had it for a while now. But I would probably say within the last 6 months to the year, it's gotten uncomfortable. It's gotten enlarged. And when I went to Greece and took the long flights, that does not do well sitting on your butt that long for the cyst. So I get it scheduled, and the guy's like, well, it typically happens ages 20 to 40. And I do have that lineage, I guess, in the Barbalace line where my grandfather's had it and my uncle's had it as well. They both had surgery.
Wow.
So did you know about that before you got told about this? You know that they'd already had to do this before?
No, I had no idea until I had the right.
So this is generational.
It is generational. So wow. It made its way to me.
In a butt shell.
So I had the surgery yesterday. I had to get to Franklin Square at 5:30 in the morning. Not fun. And then I was waiting around. Surgery was at 7:30. That was the third time I've gotten put under. But gosh, it happens so quick, man. Like you can almost feel like a cool air going into your hand or whatever. And then
next thing you know, you wake up.
Yeah, I get asked one question. And I wake up. I'm like, where the hell am I right now? And the pain wasn't bad at that point, but that was probably because I had so many drugs in me at the time. But it started to wear off. You know, I went home to my parents because they drove me and took a nap, woke up, and now it's just like, it doesn't hurt if I'm walking or standing, but if there's any pressure put there, so it's not conducive for sitting whatsoever, especially these chairs that are not that comfortable. And if I was a person that slept on my back, guys, I don't know how I do it. I really don't.
You don't
know
sleep on your back?
I sleep on my stomach.
Wow, I sleep on my back. Stomach,
so it really does not affect me at all, but it was difficult driving here today. That was the one test that I was thinking, oh, man, that's going to be interesting.
So if someone tumbled into you from behind, rolled up on you, they hip-checked you, like their hip caught you in the buttocks.
It's not even like the hip. It's like right. It kind of almost feels like numb right now. It feels kind of weird because I still have like the gauze or whatever. I need that for 48 hours, so I'll have that tomorrow. I'll be able to shower again, but yeah, they were like, no exercise until I get the stitches out, which I think is in 2 weeks. Not lifting 15 pounds. I can't even pick up my dog.
She don't weigh 15 pounds.
Yeah, she's 25. Oh, she's solid. She's a solid girl. But yeah, it hurts, guys. It definitely hurts. I'm trying to when I do sit, I try to put all my weight like in the front, like on my hamstrings almost. I sit like too far on. But yeah, I've been doing the show standing for those that can't see us, and that's everyone.
Basically everyone, yes.
But yeah, so that's where I'm at, guys.
So what's the process after you get the 2 weeks, you get some stitches removed?
I get the stitches removed, and then I guess I'm fine.
And you can go back to Volo?
I guess at that point I'll be able to, but
have they told you how long until you're out of pain?
No. I guess I probably should have asked.
Yeah, that's
question.
A good question.
That
yeah,
been, that would have been a good like, question. Yeah, how I did am ask I... what I would be able to do.
Well, he was
that's
all
what he told me.
Shot up with the drugs.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Yeah, with the anesthesia and gave me Oxy. I'm not on Oxy right now. Yeah. I'm on. I got ibuprofen and Tylenol sitting by.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll shake it right there.
Not supposed to be driving on Oxy.
Popping those.
I had two
every 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my mom, who's a nurse, she said you can alternate every 2 hours. You just can't take the same of
right.
Two.
Yeah, no, so I don't know about I didn't the know that time either. Span. I know you can alternate, but I don't know about
see. I really,
when you wax on and when you wax off.
I really don't take any Tylenol or Advil in general. I'm pretty good with pain.
You also don't get your butt cut open on the reg. Yeah, so dude. Like that's you know,
I can't. I'm interested in seeing when I get the gauze off to see what it looks like. I guess there's got to be a scar
well,
there.
You're
right?
not really going to be able to see it unless, well, you, took, mirror, I mean, unless you took a mirror and put it behind you and then reflected it off of another.
That's what I'm
like, you'd
do.
Really got to earn it if you want to see that scar.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
I think
see.
It'd be easier just to have somebody go behind you, take a picture of it, and then just
send
it text it to you.
Yeah. Get asked? I'm not asking
Scott,
my mom.
One of your goofy
Scott.
Guy friends. Yeah, one of your goofy guy friends.
Probably.
Chuck Bucks would have done it.
Yeah, Chuck Bucks
would
have.
Chuck
would
have leaned into that bit.
So,
absolutely.
You have no idea when you'll be allowed to get back to like Volo and stuff like that?
Well, I assume it's when the stitches are out. That's my assumption. I'll ask more questions at the post-op in a couple of weeks. But
well, we didn't think you were going to hit the post. I'm
yeah,
like,
we didn't
cuts
think
my butt open.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to like milk
see,
that a little
not,
bit.
It's not... It doesn't hurt. Like unless I
pain
put,
don't hurt.
Unless I put pressure on it, I feel fine. And hopefully, I have no idea when I'll be able to sit normal. Hopefully, within a week. I'm just pulling that out of my butt. Pun intended.
By the way, pain don't hurt from one of your favorite comedies, Brian Roadhouse. Yes.
Roadhouse was a great movie. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
You thought it was a comedy.
I did.
Yeah,
I did think it was a comedy. It's not a serious premise, so I can't take it serious.
It's very serious. He's got to fix the bar industry, and those that's his job. He's a cooler. It's a very serious job. Well, it's good to have you back, Bone.
Good to be back.
Backbone. Yeah, and hopefully Bone will be at full strength in the very near future.
Yeah.
And if you did not get enough Bone there, guess what? There's more. Bounce back, fall back.
He's still standing.
That's a Bone production, and it's next here on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.